The U.S. Supreme Court is due to rule on the fate of affirmative action in college admissions this month. Two cases challenge the consideration of race, one of them on the basis that it discriminates against Asian American applicants. For decades, Asian Americans have been cast, often unwillingly, as victims of affirmative action, despite the fact they've often benefited from the policy intended to bring more underrepresented minorities onto college campuses. Higher education researcher Ooyeon Poon has examined the Asian American community's role in the policy debate for much of her career. She shared her reflections as a scholar, activist, and Chinese American with WBEZ's Lisa Phillip.
Ooyeon, let's start with a little history. In the 1980s, Asian American students noticed their numbers were flatlining at selective universities. That's as the number of white students admitted appeared to be increasing. What happened next?
Demographically, our country was continually getting more diverse. And so these young people asked for investigations into whether this was happening, an anti-Asian bias in favor of white applicants. However, what ended up happening was conservative politicians seized onto it and said, yeah, because of affirmative action, that's why Asian Americans are being harmed. And these young people, these young Asian American student activists were like, we never said that. We are saying affirmative action is absolutely essential and vital. Every time I go talk to a group of people about these cases, I always start by asking, how many of you think Asian Americans are suing Harvard? And almost every hand goes up. And then I show a picture of Ed Blum. And then people are very shocked that they've been bamboozled.
Ed Blum is a white man and conservative legal activist who founded Students for Fair Admissions. That's the plaintiff in the two Supreme Court cases. Why do you think Blum has positioned Asian Americans as victims of affirmative action?
It goes back to the model that was used in the 80s. If you put forward a face of an image of a stereotype of Asian Americans, then anti-affirmative action forces who are predominantly white can deflect claims that they are racist. If they're fighting for this community of color, how can they be racist is the idea. I don't need them to fight for me, though. I don't need them to fight for me, though.
Opponents of affirmative action have painted a picture of Asian Americans as largely critical of the policy. But what did your research reveal?
Our people in this community have played central roles in the development and history of affirmative action. And political opinion polls continue to find support. Yet, if you look up Google images or news of just searching Asian Americans in affirmative action, the images that will pop up are these very activated, very passionate groups of mostly Chinese Americans who are out there protesting, rallying. They represent a very small minority of Asian Americans as being lifted up in the national discourse and making it seem like all of us, Indian Americans, other Chinese Americans, Vietnamese people, Filipinos. Again, it's triggering into those stereotypes and biases.
How do you think this flattening of the community impacts actual Asian American students?
A friend of mine actually said that she's really afraid that our children are going to be seen as the enemy of racial justice and progress. When you know that your community has benefited greatly from an anti-racist policy like affirmative action, and you have these other people using your face and your image to then destroy the policies that were so central to the progress in your community, the benefits in your family, it's not okay. It feels like there's nothing that can be done right now other than just wait and just keep fighting. And hope that those fractures that these outsiders are trying to create, they can be healed.
That's Ooyeon Poon, an affirmative action scholar and activist, speaking with WBEZ's Lisa Phillip. This is WBEZ.